time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, good morning. Be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order for however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio. There are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. About 40 years ago, there was a fascinating anomaly in the metabolism of cancer cells that was discovered, and they are dependent on large amounts of the essential amino acid methionine. Cancer cells use methionine to produce sulfurous gases that fuel their growth. While non-cancerous cells can thrive without methionine, yet most types of cancer cells, including melanoma and liver cancers, or hepatocellular carcinoma, which are liver cancers, colon cancers, breast cancers, ovarian cancers, prostate cancers, acute lymphoblastic leukemia. All of these types of cancers stop replicating and die when they're starved of methionine, the amino acid, essential amino acid. Now, this observation led teams of researchers to experiment with very low methionine diets in the prevention and treatment of cancer. And several animal studies utilizing a methionine-restricted diet have reported the inhibition of cancer growth and the extension of healthy lifespan. In contrast, normal tissues are relatively resistant to methionine restriction. These observations led to clinical trials of dietary methionine restriction for adults with advanced cancers. And findings from these trials indicate that dietary methionine restriction is a safe and feasible for the treatment of patients with advanced cancers. So anyone with cancer should be needs to be limiting methionine intake in their diets. The question becomes, how do you know which foods to limit or avoid? It's quite simple, really, because methionine is found abundantly in all animal proteins, particularly chicken and fish and dairy products and red meats and eggs. And they all contribute substantially to the average person's intake, while plant foods generally have much lower levels of methionine. That's the reason you'll find that most cancer programs are vegetarian. Plant proteins, especially those derived from legumes or nuts, tend to be lower in methionine than normal animal proteins. Whole food vegan diets can be quite low in methionine while supplying abundant nutrition for health with the B12 supplementation. You do need to supplement with B12. And the B12 that we use is either a hydroxycobalamin or a methylcobalamin. And then for those who have already developed cancer, combining a methionine-restricted diet, even with chemotherapy drugs, lead to better outcomes than chemotherapy alone. And this is now confirmed in numerous studies. And given the large and growing body of research on methionine-restricted diets as a safe, effective, and prevention and treatment strategy for most types of cancers, it's disappointing that none of the cancer charities, none of those, promote these methionine-restricted diets. The American Cancer Society recommends eating red meat 3 to 4 times per week and eating chicken or fish on the other night. So they're eating animal protein all 7 days a week, adding a weak suggestion to try a vegetarian alternative sometimes without giving any information on what these diets are or why they might be preferable. The methionine-restricted diets are usually listed dead last when it comes to describing risk factors for breast cancer. They don't even mention it in the American Cancer Society. American Breast Cancer They merely suggest eat 5 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruits per day. And advice has been shown to be completely ineffective at cancer prevention. Drug companies, who are the main beneficiaries of the money donated by these charities, and they're funded by public donation and government money, are now scrambling to develop drugs that deplete cancer cells of methionine. And these drugs, if they ever pass safety and efficacy testing and reach the bedsides of cancer patients, will reap huge profits for the drug companies who will hold patent rights on these drugs, despite the fact that dietary restriction of methionine has been shown to work. So what works to help stop cancer? A high nutrient density diet that is restricted in methionine, and something you will never hear from the cancer industry. So that's personally what bothers me, is you don't hear these kinds of research from the cancer industry. And you can go and get to the government agency. I think it's www.gov.com or .gov. But you can go to the list, the FDA or the Food and Drug Administration. They make lists of all foods, every food you can think of. And they make a list with every single nutrient that those foods contain. And it's color-coded. And with the lowest methionine rated foods, and then those are green, and then it changes color to the higher methionine foods. Complete restrictions on the essential amino acid methionine. We do it as a modified ketogenic diet that is low in methionine, very low in animal proteins, and only when they're in remission do we start to add back a few of these foods. You can look up methionine-restricted diets. You'll see all kinds of studies. But again, you can go to the government website, look up foods, and then look up the amino acid methionine, and then print out a list of every food you can think of. And they break it down to categories: vegetables, fruits, legumes, grains, almost every single group of food. And they'll break that down based on methionine. And you can print that out and use that, especially for those of you that have cancer. I think that's very, very important. I think it's just some of the most important information out there. And that's why I don't support the cancer industry, because they're really not interested in preventing or alleviating cancer. The drug companies are interested in customers. They're interested in profits. So I do as much as possible to give you really good, high-grade, accurate information. 2 major articles that came out on vitamin C. And you know how so many times vitamin C has been, in essence, shown not to work. And they've said that, oh, even though you take vitamin C for the flu or for the cold or for cancer, it really doesn't work. And so anyway, a new study that has come out confirms that taking large doses of vitamin C can significantly reduce the duration of the common cold and the flu. And the researchers from the University of Helsinki, they said you have to take up to 6 to 8 grams per day. This was published in the scientific journal Nutrients. They showed that the previous studies where you were taking, 200 to 400 or 600 milligrams of vitamin C, well, they showed that those studies almost were designed on purpose to show that vitamin C did not work. So the new studies done by the University of Helsinki, and again, it's published in the scientific journal Nutrients, acknowledged that while previous research on the relationship between vitamin C and the colds have been extensive, studies were based on incredibly small amounts, less than 1 gram or 1 gram only. And they found that it's the higher doses, at least 6 to 8 grams spread out during the day, that are needed. Now, in vitamin C cancer research, you're going to see that they do is an IV drip, and the IV drip can be up to 25 1,000 milligrams or 25 grams, even 50 grams, even sometimes up to 100 grams. And when you do it IV, you don't get the gastrointestinal effects, you don't get the diarrhea or anything like that. It's very difficult to take vitamin C in high doses without getting some of the side effects. So I use Nature's Sunshine vitamin C, the time release. It's the only time release that I use because it's a 1,000 milligram pill. Taking two of those three times a day, that's or even two of those four times a day, that's 8 grams, but it releases very slowly over a 24-hour period, and it's a full-spectrum vitamin C, so it has all of the bioflavonoids. Again, research showed that the vitamin C was very low doses, and that's why the studies didn't work. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There are some signs that can really help you to tell you that you know you're deficient in vitamins. And a good, well-balanced diet on organic foods and nutritious, actually, you know, taking your nutritional supplements. On the other hand, if you're eating a lot of foods that lack nutrients, they can cause a lot of symptoms, and recognizing them can just help you adjust your food intake. So there are four most common signs of vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Number one is brittle hair and nails. And you're looking at compounds that are in the B vitamins, like biotin and B vitamins completely, and essential fatty acids. And they play in a complete important role in strengthening the hair and nails. Minerals like zinc and silica. So if you have brittle hair, brittle nails, add essential fatty acids, add silica from bamboo, add a good prime longevity because it has all the B's in it. And so that's going to really help. Number two is mouth ulcers, or a lot of sores in your mouth, or cracks in the corners of your mouth. And people with mouth ulcers or cracks in the corners of their mouth, you want to try consuming more foods with thiamine, riboflavin, pyridoxine, and iron. And these, again, are mostly the B vitamins, and of course, iron is a mineral. And will help to alleviate those symptoms. Another one is bleeding gums when you brush your teeth or floss. But if you're eating a lot of fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, so if you don't eat those, you can develop a vitamin C or bioflavonoid deficiency, and that's the unpleasant symptoms of bleeding gums. So just add a good vitamin C. I use Nature's Sunshine vitamin C complex, and I take it in the time-release form. It's full spectrum, and I really like that. It's, I think, the highest grade that I use on the market. And the number four is poor night vision and white growths on your eyes. And that could be low vitamin A intake, and that causes poor night vision. You need vitamin A. Now, some people will take their vegetarian source of vitamin A, which is are the carotenoids, yellow vegetables, like carrots as an example. But if you're prone to diabetes, you're not going to convert the carotenes to pure vitamin A. So oftentimes I just tell people, take a vitamin A little teeny capsule. It's usually in some kind of a fish oil, and that will really make a difference. So If you take these, and you'll see that you'll notice right away that all of those symptoms disappear. So the next one that I wanted to cover is there's some tips to help to reduce some high blood sugar and cholesterol levels in your food, in your blood. Now, when you hear these, you're going to go, well, that's evident, you know, self-evident. And yet a lot of people forget the stuff that's right in front of their nose. Now, all this evidence comes from the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health. So here are a few tips. Eat healthy fats. And to reduce cholesterol levels, many people cut out sources of fat from their diets. However, research has shown that eating healthy fats like avocados and raw nuts like walnuts and pecans and almonds and raw seeds like sunflower and pumpkin seeds and flax and chia, and eating healthy fatty fish like salmon and sardines, and eating olives and olive oil, they all can help reduce your LDL, or the bad cholesterol. They can increase the good cholesterol and improve blood sugar levels dramatically. The next one is reduce your intake of garbage or added sugars. Things like processed cereals or candies and ice creams and a lot of baked goods and donuts and sweetened beverages. But sugar is the culprit, not fat. And sugar negatively affects both cholesterol and blood sugar. So cut out all those added sugars, and you'll also notice that your weight begins to improve. Then the next one is consume more vegetables, especially organic. So increasing the intake of both fresh and cooked vegetables can significantly improve blood sugar and cholesterol. And add these vegetables like spinach and artichoke and bell peppers and broccoli and cauliflower and green beans and those kinds of foods are very, very healthy. Carrots and celery. So, and then the last one is eat mostly whole, nutritious foods. So relying on packaged foods or fast food restaurants can damage your health. And everybody knows that now. But, you know, eating a whole, nutritious, whole foods and healthy meals, prepare more meals at home using whole, nutrient-rich foods that support your metabolic health. And again, these are the foods like vegetables and beans and healthy fruits and healthy sources of protein and fat, including fish, nuts, seeds, olive oil. And these are the ways to really increase your health. But when you hear those, all of a sudden you can go, oh, wow, that makes sense. And, you know, it's like self-evident almost. And then I covered some foods that talked about what we call, you know, the nine foods that were considered unhealthy but are really healthy. Well, here's seven foods that you can eat that actually will help you look younger. And out of the seven, again, you'll hear I just mentioned those. Those are the same foods that help to keep your sugars and cholesterol under control. So the seven foods that can help you look younger is, number one is olive oil. It has strong anti-inflammatory properties that can protect your skin, the elasticity of the skin, decrease your risk of sun damage. Also, flax oil can really help. Number two is green tea. It has very strong antioxidant properties, protect your skin's collagen from sun damage, and reduces signs of aging. And number three is fatty fish. things like wild salmon and sardines. They really make a difference. They can help in your response to inflammation and sun exposure, especially the salmon, because they have high amounts of a compound called astaxanthin. That's what makes them turn pink, improves your skin elasticity. Then again, number four was dark chocolate. We talked about that in the last time. It's very high in polyphenols. Then organic vegetables, they provide all kinds of sun protection and prevent free radical damage to the skin. And this is due largely to their antioxidant effects. And then number six is flax seed, not just flax oil, but the flax seed protects your skin from sun damage and improve the smoothness and elasticity of the skin. And then number seven is avocados. And I would add olives onto that. But avocados have been known for many years to help protect the DNA in your skin cells. So those are seven foods that are very, very healthy. So no question about it. How are we doing, Don? Anything on line that we need to answer?
Yes, we do have a phone call here.
Let's go to that.
Okay, the number there, it's a 915 area code.
Oh, that's here in El Paso.
Yeah, last four numbers, 9172.
9172, El Paso. Who are we talking to? Or are you listen only?
This is Cecilia.
Hi there.
Hi.
Do you have a question or are you just listening?
Well, both, but yes, I do have a question. I've been to an endocrinologist recently. I do suffer from hypothyroid for about 20 years now. Over the last 5 years, I've had increased symptoms of intolerance to heat, excessive sweating, hair loss. I've been to different doctors. My lab work continues to come out normal.
Yeah, well, they're normal.
I don't feel well, though.
Right, they're normal. It's because they're looking at TSH. And the problem is TSH is an insignificant number when it really comes to how you feel. Now, if you go back 25 years, 30 years, doctors used to treat clients and patients according to how they feel, not just by numbers on a blood chemistry. So you can't trust the numbers on thyroid because, as an example, let's say you have a low TSH, let's say 0.05. Okay, we like it to be at least between 1 and 2, or 1 and 2.5. So that would tell you that your thyroid is hyper. But when you look at the T4 and T3, you'll often find that those are in the normal range or in the low range. So when you look at it, it's contradictory to what the TSH says. TSH says your thyroid is too fast. Now, to help thyroid, you need two things. You need iodine. So oftentimes we use Lugol solution, and you start with one drop a day. Did they put you on Synthroid?
Yes.
Okay, did they add Cytomel with it or just Synthroid?
No, just Synthroid.
So Synthroid is T4, and T4 is strictly a storage hormone. It's not an active hormone. It has to be converted to T3. Now, to be in the conversion, you have to have niacin and iron and a lot of the B vitamins, but you also have to have true vitamin A, because vitamin A, not the carotenoids, the vitamin A or fish oil, helps convert the T4 to T3. So oftentimes it's a conversion process. So if you add iodine at between 1 and 3 drops, again, you start with one drop a week later, you add another drop a week later, you add a third drop. When you're on Synthroid, that should be enough. And then the other thing I would have him do is ask for a prescription for Cytomel, which is thyroid T3, which is the active thyroid, and you need that. Now, if you don't want to hassle with the doctor, you can come by our store. We have a desiccated thyroid called bovine thyroid. Comes from New Zealand, and they're organic cows, and they're desiccated. They take the thyroid gland and they grind it up, and you get the full complement of T4, T3, T2, T1. So you are correct in your symptoms. Don't listen to the doctor. They're going to tell you you're just depressed, you're just upset, and that there's nothing really wrong. And yet, that's not true. You get a new doctor, and you tell them, look, you've been reading, and that you only gave me T4, which is an inactive hormone, and I want to be treated properly, or give me my chart and refer me to another doctor. Again, you can come by and get bovine thyroid and start with one, and maybe one for the first 1 or 2 weeks. Then you can add two if you need to. And again, the iodine and the vitamin A. And you should start noticing right away you feel better. I would add Prime Longevity because that's going to give you your insurance policy of all the other nutrients that you need. So that's going to be something. And I think you'll do well just taking those nutrients that I add, I'm suggesting. Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. There you are. You're so welcome. Okay? Let's go ahead, and I see the light. We got to take our break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. One of the things that I've been mentioning, again, these hormone disruptors, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, they're all hormone disruptors. And there was a new groundbreaking study that looks at the regenerative potential of vitamin C for hormone health and cancer prevention. The research has been over 2 decades, and it was published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Radiation, Physics, and Chemistry. And they found that vitamin C can actually provide amazing hormone-balancing benefits and could potentially even prevent cancer. Unsurprisingly, the big pharma corporations, led mainstream media, and medical establishment have chosen really to ignore these studies' findings. And what they found is that these hormones, whether you're taking progesterone or estrogen or testosterone, they degrade in the human body, and they become what's called hormone transients, and they disrupt the metabolism. Well, they found that taking vitamin C can facilitate almost total regeneration of these hormones, and actually, especially with estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, they can regenerate those, and they don't become what are called these hormone transients, which are very detrimental to the hormonal functions of the body. The profound implications for the use of vitamin C as an alternative to cancer-causing hormone replacement therapy in middle-aged women, and you know, they all take estrogens, they found that vitamin C can reduce the carcinogenic effect of hormone transients, and that's when someone's normal hormones get used up and become these hormones that are detrimental. So taking extra vitamin C can prevent that and can keep your hormones balanced. That's something to really take, you know, advantage of. Again, and it's the kind of information you're not going to get at other areas. What do you think of that? What do you think of this information on all of these pesticides and chemicals in our food and all of the GMO toxic foods? Do you think it's important that we know these things? Is it something that the public needs to be aware of so they can make proper choices on the foods they eat?
Good morning. You know, talking about all the chemicals and all the things that are in our world that are hurting us, right? I think that's exactly what's hurting us in our world today. You know, I think we've always talked about in the past that, 100 years ago, there weren't very many chemicals. And today there's so many we can't even count or even talk about. But from the food preservatives and the food dyes, what is harming our body? And pesticides, herbicides, of course they're horrible.
You know, especially in children. There was an article, it was published in the Journal of Herbal Medicine, on the effects of frankincense and the Boswellia plant, which is the frankincense tree. They did a study on people with MS, and they printed this study in the Journal of Herbal Medicine, and they're talking about using frankincense for all kinds of inflammatory diseases. So I know it's something that we really pride ourselves of carrying the best essential oils in the world. doTERRA, they bring out the best essential oils. So I'm sure they're aware of all of these new studies.
Absolutely. And some of the one things, you know, with the neurological system, period, and frankincense, and, you know, of course, I had to talk about copaiba from doTERRA. These two oils are the most incredible things for our immune system, for our respiratory and digestive systems, that when we talk about, you know, detoxifying the body, and you guys are talking about earlier, you know, all the chemical compounds that are, you know, damaging our bodies, these essential oils and all of the citrus essential oils are some of the things that we can use to detoxify and get out of our cells some of these harmful toxins that our body really doesn't know how to digest. And they kind of get stuck in our cellular system.
Absolutely.
So, you know, these essential oils can break through. Yeah, they can break through the walls, help us to detox. You know, we've got to put the good nutrients back in the body. And whether you're going to eat our good nutrients and or have to supplement our nutrients with Lifelong Vitality or Prime Longevity, you know, I use both. I love them both.
And, oh, thank you.
You know, it's just some of the things that we need.
doTERRA, for people that are concerned of taking a copaiba from the hemp plant where they have to take a drug test and they might test positive, there is no THC.
Correct.
And so they don't have to have a fear of any kind of drug testing.
And let me talk about this one little chemical compound that's in copaiba. It's called, and it's in CBD as well, but it's called beta-chlorophyllyl. And this particular compound, if we measure that out of a lot of the CBD oils that are out there, you know, they do a lot of cutting of these CBDs. So oftentimes we're not getting a very pure CBD. It's about 12 to 15% of this beta-chlorophyllyl that's found in CBD oils. But in doTERRA's copaiba oil that comes from the rainforest in these big old copaiba trees, it is actually 50 to 60% of the chemical compound that's found in copaiba. So it actually helps us even more in the, gosh, the anxious feeling. So if anybody's got the anxious feelings out there, you know, and that comes with depression and a lot of the other ideas that, you know, our body just, we're in panic all the time. This particular oil is one of the stronger ones that I've found that is helping people with those anxious feelings. Helps us with pain, helps us with, once again, everything in the endocannabinoid system in our body. So just like the respiratory system, digestive system, nervous system, the endocannabinoid system is our healing center of the body. So pretty incredible what this oil does. And, you know, of course, that's why, you know, medical marijuana is such a big deal today.
Oh, yeah.
Because marijuana is helping the endocannabinoid system. And of course, you know, they're always talking about the stronger of all of those is the ones with the THC. But, you know, I mean, it's not always socially acceptable. It's not job friendly.
Correct.
You know, that sort of thing. But this copaiba oil is absolutely something that can help in the same fashion, you know, without the risk.
These CBD oils are really showing anti-cancer properties. The studies on it really quite good. And again, the THC part of it, that's used effectively for people with wasting syndrome. They're losing weight, they're nauseous, they're vomiting, they have chemotherapy. So the THC on that helps them to have an appetite. But nothing is as good as the CBD cannabidiols and the copaiba. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
How do you treat large knuckle growth at the end of the fingers? There's no pain. Still have mobility. Just large knuckle growth on the end of the last knuckle on the fingers. They are Heberdeen's nodes, which are bony swellings that form on your hands as a result of osteoarthritis. Thank you very much.
And that's a very common thing. You'll see it in seniors. The joints on the fingers, one, they can become very tight. You can't straighten them out. Or you'll see little nodules on the joints, and that's a form of osteoarthritis, and that's it's wear and tear, or a form of osteoporosis, because it means that the calcium metabolism or the bone metabolism is off a little bit. You're not getting enough of the nutrients that keep your bones healthy. So one of the things that you would want to do is make sure you're taking vitamin D and vitamin K2. And vitamin D, you would want to go get a blood test and find out what that blood test is. Vitamin D is extremely important. It's one of the most important nutrients that you can take, and especially vitamin D3. And I think everybody needs a good 5,000 units per day, or even 10,000 units a day as a normal amount daily. For those of you that have low vitamin D, what you might do is take 50 to 100,000 units 4, 5, even 6 days, 7 days in a row, and then cut back to 5,000 or 10,000 so that you get that vitamin D level up. We want the vitamin D levels between 75 and 95, and at that high number, the research shows that you will cut every known cancers by 75%. Here it is, another vitamin D and heart health. Scientists discovered that high doses reverse the stiffness in the arteries. So not only does vitamin D help work in bones, it also helps reverse the stiffness of the arteries for hypertension. To them, a high dose is 4 to 5,000 units. And to me, 4,000 or 5,000 units is normal, and most people would want to take that at least every day. Even in children, they might need 2,000 or 3,000 units a day. But vitamin D3, always you want to take it with vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 actually pulls minerals, calcium, out of the plaque deposits that builds up in your arteries, and actually help to send those minerals back to the bones. Now, the most important mineral you can take for osteoarthritis or osteoporosis is the mineral silica. One of my mentors, Bernard Jensen, back in the late 60s, he would talk about silica being the frisky mineral. And being frisky, he meant like a colt, a horse, a little colt, how they're frisky and prance and jump around. But that's what it does for our bones and arteries. So silica, I use a form called bamboo silica made by EcoPure. I think that's one of the best. It has 70 milligrams of elemental silica in every capsule. You need about 200 milligrams per day. Another one that's very important for osteoporosis osteoarthritis is magnesium. So magnesium, actually there's a number of things for bone. That's vitamin C, L-lysine, magnesium, silica. These are what's important. Vitamin D, vitamin K2. And they can actually reverse that if you're taking high enough doses, can actually reverse those nodules and put bone back into your system. I've seen senior citizens with a severe dowager hump or their bow back where they're leaning over and their backs are all bowed and they can't straighten up. After 6 months to a year, that spine is straight again and they're able to stand up. So taking those nutrients at high doses, that's where when you want to go to a naturopath and get on a bone building supplement regime and food, you want to eat an anti-inflammatory diet. But eating healthy fruits and vegetables and a variety of colors, grass-fed beef only, wild fish only, chicken without antibiotics and hormones. The cheeses, you want to stay with the hard cheeses like Edam and Gouda, and feta cheese is good, or sharp cheddar, especially those cheeses from Europe, because Europe, the cows by law can only eat grass. They not like in the United States where they eat soybeans and corn, and which is much more inflammatory. So the type of fatty acids in that. So anyway, the magnesium, anywhere from 600 milligrams a day. And don't take a magnesium oxide. Go ahead and take a magnesium gluconate, a magnesium orotate, a magnesium glutamate. There's different kinds of magnesium. And magnesium is really important for bone metabolism. Also helps with blood pressure and the contractions of the heart. So anyway, this article about high doses of vitamin D came from the Medical College of Georgia, Augusta University. They took vitamin D deficient individuals who were obese and overweight. These were African American descent. They have to be more careful because they don't absorb as much vitamin D, D3 in a placebo, and they measured the changes of giving them high amounts. And what the researchers were found, which was in pretty much all the cases, is the vitamin D supplementation caused noticeable improvement in blood pressure and in bone metabolism. The study concluded that for arterial stiffness, the vitamin D3 supplementation is dose responsive. Anyway, if you're overweight African American, make sure you're checking your vitamin D. And the study was done with 600 units, 2,000 units, and 4,000 units. And it was the 4,000 units that all showed the reduce of arterial stiffness and the improvement in bone metabolism. So that's another one that is important. And again, vitamin D has always been one of the most important vitamins that you can take. So I wanted to talk about two things. One, about coconut oil, and that the Shill company, the New York Times, and one of the Shill doctors, this was from Harvard, they talked about coconut oil being a poison, and you should not eat coconut oil because of the saturated fat. Well, there's now been some more studies that have been released. And it's the head of the article is reinstated superfood status. Coconut oil has always been good for your heart. Now doctors have the science to confirm it. The University of Cambridge did the study, and it confirmed that the heart health benefits of coconut oil. It was, again, done at the University of Cambridge, which is one of the most prestigious universities in the world. What they found is that coconut oil actually improved cholesterol metabolism. It manages cholesterol and triglycerides. It lowered LDL cholesterol. It raised the HDL cholesterol. And one of the things that it did is that it changed the LDL cholesterol. There's two forms. One is a small, dense particle, and another one is a large, fluffy particle. The large, fluffy particle is very protective against cancer and other diseases, inflammatory diseases. It is the small, dense particle of LDL. Well, the coconut oil, because of the lauryleic acid and a number of compounds in the type of fat, which is the saturated fat. It had definite benefits. It raised the HDL. It converted the LDL to the large fluffy forms. Coconut oil helped to balance out blood sugar levels for diabetics. It's also an antifungal. It's been used for yeast infections. It reduces stress. It's actually promotes really healthy skin. You go to the Polynesian Islands and Philippines and Malaysia, and you see people that are eating huge amounts of coconut oil. 60% of their calories can come from coconut, and they're very healthy and long-lived. So the idea that all saturated fats are bad is junk science, and the science is very clear that coconut oil is one of the superfoods. And if you have a candida problem, coconut oil can help. If you have a weight problem and you're overweight, you can take, and you're diabetic and you want to help both of those, you can take coconut oil and mix it with true cinnamon and eat a tablespoon every couple of hours, and you'll find that 4 tablespoons a day, and you will feel energetic. It'll help you feel satisfied. You'll eat less calories. It actually will improve your weight. You will lose weight. It's used in weight loss programs. Coconut oil has been reinstated. Coconut oil is healthy. It is the polyunsaturated corn oil and safflower oil, these other oils that are not very healthy. So they found back in the 40s when doctors were saying, don't eat saturated fat, don't eat butter, don't eat coconut oil, switch to Wesson oil and Mazola oil and safflower oil and cottonseed oil. These were the oils that they found had high trans fats and were instrumental in heart disease. And the saturated fats do not, unless they're trans fats, that's another type of saturated fats, and that does cause heart disease. But from butter that comes from grass-fed cows and coconut oil and avocado, those fats are the healthiest fats in the world, and you want to eat those. I suggest eating an avocado every single day. And again, the fats in those are very, very important.
Going overseas, I can take 2-ounce bottle of Life. Is there a formula for how many drops I should take per day?
It depends what you have. If you had a viral condition like AIDS or hepatitis, you would take that 2-ounce bottle, you would mix it into a gallon, and that becomes the solution that you would drink. And you would take about 3 ounces 3 times a day for 3 months, and it has cleared hepatitis C and full-blown AIDS. I sent product to a doctor friend of mine in Nigeria, Osmond Onyeke, works at one of the hospitals there, and they did a study with AIDS, hepatitis C, and diabetes. Texas Tech University has done 10 years of studies on that product. It's called Life. It used to be called Alkagenesis, and it's a silica hydride. It's a form of silica, and it's 13.7 pH. It's very high pH, so it's a way to adjust the pH and keep you alkaline. It is antiviral, so if you have something serious, once you mix that, now, if you're using it just by the drops and you want to put it in a glass of water, you're going to use anywhere from 17 to 14 drops per glass of water, and you're going to drink between 4 and 6 glasses of water per day. I think the easiest way to take it is you mix it in the gallon container, and the average person can drink 2 ounces twice a day as a maintenance, and that's all you need. The more issues you have, then the higher doses that you can. We've actually had some people that drank the whole a gallon of water within 2 days, and 3 days, there's no harm, there's no side effects for it. Even though it's such a high pH, it can be used. We mix that and take that formula from the gallon and actually can put it in your eyes with a dropper, and it'll stop eye infections. You can put that solution on eczema and psoriasis, and it'll help get rid of that. It really does help build the immune system. Again, mixing it in the gallon bottle is the easier way to go, but otherwise anywhere between 7 and 14 drops in a glass of water. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.